Radio One is to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church. If you are blessed by this radio ministry and would like to help support it, your gift is greatly appreciated. Gifts may be sent to Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street in Seymour, Indiana. Our flowers this morning are sponsored by Dale and Judy Wickman in honor of Brent and Natasha's 22nd anniversary. Our radio is sponsored by Mark and Kathy Smallwood. And now, our special music by our choir, What Gift Can We Bring? Thank you. Our scripture this morning is from Romans 10, 8 through 13, and it's found in your pew Bible on page 1121. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. What if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. Our sermon this morning is titled, Blind Faith.
Once there was a dog guide named Leader Dog Dolly. Dolly was a cross between a golden retriever and a German shepherd. Dolly, said her human partner, soft, gentle, free-spirited, loving, you take the fear out of blindness for me. Your nose presses against my shin. I feel your head checking back and forth as we get ready to cross the street. Your harness jiggles loosely in my hand, and that means that you are in leader position. I feel the muscles of your body as you tune into mine, and we begin to work as one. Most of the time, leader, youngster, most of the time as I hold on to your harness, you wait for me to judge the depths and the positions of when we cross the street. But you always, always signal me when there is something in our path, and you always, always press up against me, letting me know that you are right there with me, safely guiding me, safely getting me across the street, safely making me mobile, safely making it to where I do not have to sit at home and do absolutely nothing. You, Dolly, have given me faith and inspiration. Dog guide, you prance with pride and yet match the varying paces of my arthritic body. Teammate of only 7 weeks, how can you know me so well? Our instructor said that it was very, very important that we have a good match. Well, God blessed me, because we do indeed have a good match. How did they find a match for my sense of joy? How do they know me so well? My husband says, you look at your harness hanging in the hall and then wag your tail in anticipation. I agree, Dolly. I will match your determination. I will do your skill justice. You love to be on a mission, to go somewhere with a purpose. I tell you, Dolly, I know where I want to go. And you do the looking. This is our charge. You find the way. I promise you, Dolly, to yield my struggle for total independence. Together we will have courage. Together we will gain freedom. Together I will become mobile, she said. Hello, Dolly. Hello, tomorrow. The relationship of the whole human family with God resembles this unique partnership of an assist dog team. A dog guide does not care that its partner cannot see. It asks no questions and it imposes no conditions beyond trust. And the master asks for nothing other than complete loyalty in order to be able to trust. The dog neither bullies nor demeans. Rather, it responds with its whole joyful heart and with its whole skillful being to the needs that it perceives from its human partner. Sometimes providing precisely what we need, God comes to us in an unusual manner. Rather than dispatch negative focus upon the deficits of our being, God begins at the starting point. You see, He and He alone knows who we are in reality. God sees both our potential and our wholeness without diminishing us because of our shortcomings. No matter how we are, no matter who we are, no matter what we do, if any one of us calls out to God with a whole heart and a whole being, God answers us with a quiet, joyful acceptance. We are all His children. And He guides us through the mysteries of life. In these next few weeks, we will journey with the soul-sharing relationship between a blind friend and her assist dog, Dolly. Let us reflect upon what this journey says to the inner passage during these Lenten days. What does the word faith mean to us? What does the word faith actually mean? How do we believe? How do we know we believe? Heart to heart? Is that not what our particular religion, what our Christian faith is about? Is it not a heart to heart relationship with our Lord and Master? Ours is not a distant relationship on a long, loosely held leash, but it is an accessible faith, firmly held onto like the harness of a guide dog. We can indeed reach out for faith. We can reach out to the Word. We can reach out in prayer. We can reach out to a Christian friend to help us to renew our faith. Ours is not a long-distance relationship. Rather, it's as simple and easy as your cell phone. You can pull it out of your pocket. Pick it up anytime. You can call God through prayer. You can listen to God through prayer. You can have a conversation with God while driving down the street. You can have conversations with God anytime you wanted. The level of trust needed for a fruitful working partnership with a dog guide is like a generative relationship with a generous God. Neither is easy, but both are very simple. The leap into the unknowns about faith calls us to courage. And without faith, we cannot please God the Father. The background, fear of doubt, is always ready to assert itself. However, the exhilaration of realizing that God's perception that we are essentially valid and worthy and beloved people braces our effort to move forward in faith. Our growing sense of admiration and our growing sense of respect is a jump start to Easter joy. From within the mystery of understanding and being understood, a root of mutual responsibility begins to thrive. It pushes through fertile soil, budding up as a new shoot. This new partnership cancels out the isolation. For Dolly and for her partner, it breaks down the disabling condition of body, mind, and spirit that is deterred going forward. No longer is Dolly's master alone. No longer is she bound to the house. No longer does she feel less than. She can be mobile by trusting and leaning upon her faithful companion, just the same as our faith allows us to move forward into new ventures, to move forward into a Lenten journey where we grow closer to Jesus Christ by leaning on our faith, by remembering the faith of our past, by leaning upon the Word of God, by praying in both solitude and collectively together. In a short time here, we will be praying over our world. Right now, our world is a mess. And beloved, it's not going to get any better. I'm sorry to say that. Church is never going back to what it was 10, 20, 30 years ago. But it will still be strong. It depends upon our partnership, our faith, our trusting and holding on to that harness as God leads us through the twists and turns of this world. And all, there is a soul there that has children. The blanket represents God's love. Christ is present in our world, and we are called to pray for our world, for our country, for our leaders, for our community, for our church, for our pastor, for our body of Christ. We have a responsibility. We partner with God in that way, the same as that leader dog, Dolly, partners with her blind, beloved master. Why does it take so much before the joy of discovering new freedom, the regained self-respect from being so gently, carefully, and devoted? The answer lies in a little bitty word called if. And it comes from verse 9 of the passage that Judy read. If, Paul tells us, if I confess with my lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I will be saved. If you confess with your lips that you are a sinner in need of forgiveness, in need of grace, and in need of salvation, if you confess with your lips, you will be saved. If is not a wish or a just do it. If is the hinge that it all hinges upon. If we will take our responsibility in this partnership. If we will confess with our lips that we are sinful, in need of forgiveness and grace. If we ask the Lord Jesus into our heart, we are saved, and he begins to reign and rule in us. He begins to give us courage. He begins to sharpen our faith. To Paul, thinking the if of faith has two canons. Confess with your lips and believe in your heart. It takes both believing and confessing to contain the mystery of faith. That's why when I baptize someone, I tell them to go and tell three people that are important to them. Go and share their good news with someone. When we led women, 30 women yesterday, we led either in a new commitment to Jesus Christ or in a recommitment to Jesus Christ in the jail. We had them confess and say out loud the sinner's prayer. We had them let go of all their garbage, all their junk, all their luggage, and to believe in their heart that they were forgiven, that they were worthy, that they were loved by our good and gracious God. Which comes first, the believing or the confessing? In one verse, Paul mentions believing first. In the next, he says confessing first. Believing and confessing go hand in hand. We need the solitary stuff of having been able to confess to someone else what we believe to strengthen our belief system. Yet believing somehow does not become real until we know the freedom of speaking aloud to someone else what we truly believe. If we approach faith from the other direction and confess first, that is, acknowledge belief that something is true, this telling somehow strengthens that belief. This is a mystery of the faith, that the letting go of doubt while embracing the faith, the encircling of the uncertainty while hugging tight the possibility of really having this faith and being able to say, okay, God, you take a hold of my doubts. I surrender them to you. I believe, yet help my disbelief. The apostle says confessing with the mouth that Jesus is Savior is what actually saves us. We need to confess. Salvation frees us from the power of sin and evil in our life. But we need to accept the forgiveness first. So many people believe that Jesus Christ can indeed forgive our sins. But they don't accept the forgiveness so freely given to each and every one of us when we confess with our mouth, when we believe in our heart. What we want and hope to do is to believe the resurrection story is so much more than a theory. We do not know when human hope evaporates, but God always surprises us, leading us again and again and again into new hope. When we trust Him, just as Dolly's master trusts her to guide her upon the path of life, when we trust our good and gracious God, that when we submit first to Him, when we confess with our mouth that He is Lord of our life, when we ask Him to be the master, to rule and reign in our heart, He does indeed do that. Now, if you would, please join me in singing In Christ Alone, for it is in Christ alone that our faith is both given and born.
In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones He came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on Him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground His body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave He rose again. And as He stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am His and He is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ.
Thank you, Georgianne. If our ushers would please come forward.